Thank you very much and welcome back. We can't talk about markets without talking about cattle. Unbelievable performance in the cattle. Mark Gold, top third ag marketing.
Is the volatility indicating that the highs are in? I've said many times that normally markets will end in big volatility, both on the bull side and the bear side. When you see this kind of volatility, it's usually a sign. This market has absolutely ignored a lot of the good technical signals, key reversals. We've had five reversals, key reversals in feeder cattle and ignored every one of them. But again, I think once we get past Labor Day, it's going to be probably the time. For some reason, 2 weeks ago, they thought the market was backing off and prices backed off, maybe because the consumer wasn't buying it. But then as the guys had to prepare for the Labor Day holiday, it came right back, making new highs. It's unprecedented. $400 for box beef, $340 for feeder cattle. I think the last time I was on the show, we were at $300 feeder cattle. I go, now we've gone up another $40 since then. I don't know when it stops, but markets go in cycles. Highs are highs and lows are lows, and we're getting close. We can't forget that there are a lot of cattle out there. I mean, yeah, they're low numbers historically, but there's still cattle out there. And the fact of the matter is, every day now we're seeing these stories on NBC, ABC, and Fox and the rest of them about food costs. And we know the one thing that's saving grace is gas prices have broken. So the consumer out of their pocket isn't getting hit on both ends. They're saving some money on gas, spending more money on food. But at some point, I believe the American housewife is going to throw up her arms and say, you know, $8, $10 hamburger, just too much for me. And God knows what for a strip steak or a porterhouse. I just don't see it after Labor Day. Once we get through the grilling season, you know, that should be it. We broke hard in the cattle, came back today, very strong. It's the wrong time of month to be making highs. We usually make the highs the last Thursday or Friday of the month. So the box beef made new highs after breaking $30, $35. It came back just under $400 this morning. It's unprecedented. Now we're getting some of that last minute Labor Day buying out here, but is the American housewife not gonna go to something else, whether it's poultry or pork or fish or pasta or something else? I think they will soon.
Yes, but analysts, including yourself, have been predicting for 6 months the cattle market's about to turn.
The markets will turn before the fundamentals justify it. We've seen that time and time again, whether it's in the grains or in the livestock. So people continue to say, there's no cattle out there, there's no cattle out there. And all of a sudden the prices will go down. It'll be because, in my opinion, that the demand at the retail level, Miss America isn't going to buy high-priced beef. I mean, it's not just high-priced beef. It's historically high beef. And I think when it comes to a choice between hamburger or, you know, blending in some pork to make a meatloaf or something, that's going to happen more often out here. I think people, once we get past the Labor Day weekend and the grilling backs off, steak prices will come down. So I think we're in a period now, the next 2 weeks could be strong, but I've been saying that for 6 months.
So when it comes to the top of the cattle and feeder cattle markets, who knows? All right, this is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back, talk about the sterile fly production facility in South Texas.